A very good afternoon to you from the sports team. Right, we start off with cricket. Viaan Mulder knocked an unbeaten century to lead the Proteas to a commanding 185 for 5 wickets. An overall lead of 352 at lunch on day 3 of the first test against Zimbabwe. Mulder struck an unbeaten 104 in 151 balls in the Proteas' second innings. At the start of play today, Zimbabwe's pacer Tanaka Chivanga claimed the first wicket of the day after South Africa resumed on 49 for 1. He had Tony DeZorzi caught by Sean Williams at second slip for 31 after building a solid partnership of 63 with Mulder. Now South Africa still at the crease with Cody Youssef and Kwena Mapaka at the crease. Cody Youssef on strike on 4 at the moment. The score there in the second innings for South Africa, 359 for 9, with their say in the lead by 526 runs. And then over to some football. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola is worried their Club World Cup exploits could destroy them next season. Now they take on Al Hilal in the last 16 in the early hours of tomorrow morning in Florida. Guardiola knows player fatigue could be an issue when the new Premier League campaign begins.
Game by game, month by month, we'll see. Maybe in November, December, January, as me Pep. So listen, we are a disaster. We are exhausted. The World Cup destroys us. I don't know, because it's the first time in our life that that's happened.
Bouncing over to tennis to close now, British number one Emma Raducanu will be in action later when she takes on 17-year-old Brit Mimi Xu. Now, Raducanu knows the danger of playing against a plucky teenager at Wimbledon.
For her, you know, it's one where there's nothing to lose. I remember when I had my first Wimbledon here and I was 18, you know, it's a great feeling. You just feel like completely fearless. So I think for me, it's going to be a challenge, but one that I'm looking forward to and I'm ready for.
Two-time Wimbledon finalist Ons Jabeur broke down in tears before retiring from her first round match against Victoria Tomova today. Now, Tunisia's Jabeur was trailing 7-6 to love when she brought a premature end to her clash with the Bulgarian world number 111 at the All England Club. Right, that's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faira Crouch.